From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. China signals a continuation of a worldwide stock sell-off, at least for a while. The focus of investors worldwide is on China, where regulations and regulators suspended trading on Chinese markets for a second time this week after markets nosedived over 7%. The so-called circuit breaker measure introduced by Chinese regulators following sharp declines in stock prices last June kicked in just moments into the trading day. While conventional wisdom suggests it reflects investor concern over the weakening Chinese economy, falling world oil prices and geopolitical tensions, Shane Oliver, the chief economist at AMP Capital in Sydney, told VOA it really is the circuit breaker mechanism itself that is causing investors to sell off unwanted shares quickly.
I think what's happening here is that whenever there's some bad news or some worries, what's happening now is that Chinese investors think, well, I better sell early on if I'm going to sell at all, otherwise the circuit breaker will kick in and I won't be able to sell. So consequently, we're seeing the market pushed up to that level of a 7% decline each day, and that's causing the circuit breaker to then be triggered and the market to be shut down for the day. So in a way, it's become self-fulfilling.
The Chinese government has also been guiding the yuan currency lower, an apparent sign authorities are prepared to allow it to weaken in a bid to boost flagging exports. U.S. stocks opened lower on Thursday. However, globally, stocks trimmed their losses after the Shanghai and the Shenzhen stock exchanges said China would suspend the circuit breaker as of Friday. Make sure you stay up to date on this story by keeping in touch with our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Paris say a man armed with a knife was killed by police as he entered a police station there. The attack Thursday came as France marked 1 year since Islamic extremist attacked satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo. The man who tried to attack the police station was at first thought to be wearing an explosive vest, but that vest proved to be a fake. They say the man cried out, "Allahu Akbar," God is great, in Arabic. An investigation is underway. Officials in Libya say a truck bomb exploded in the western town of Zlitin near a police camp. It killed at least 60 policemen, wounded at least 200. No one claimed responsibility for the bombing Thursday, but a local Islamic State affiliate has been trying to spread the Zlitin from its central stronghold of Sirte, wants to spread to there. A Zlitin hospital spokesman said rescue workers only managed to extract 60 bodies out of the wreckage, and Libyan officials said they believe there might be dozens more dead. The United States and other world powers are considering the next move against North Korea after Pyongyang conducted what it said was a successful hydrogen bomb test.
Word of the underground test resulted in cheers in North Korea, but drew a harsh reaction in Washington. Officials said the U.S. is still working on the appropriate response.
Clearly, this is going to be an international decision. This isn't just not just about one nation here. The U.N. has tools at its disposal.
The White House noted that statements of disapproval had come from countries including Russia and China, two nations that are not always in agreement with the U.S.
That is an indication that the interests of the United States can be successfully advanced through principled, focused, tenacious diplomatic engagement.
Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
South Korea has announced it will resume loudspeaker propaganda broadcast into North Korea on Friday in response to Pyongyang's nuclear test earlier in the week. Iran on Thursday accused the Saudi-led coalition battling Shiite rebels in Yemen of hitting its embassy there in an overnight airstrike. However, the building bore no visible damage. The accusation comes amid a dangerous rise in tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia in recent days following that kingdom's execution of a Shiite cleric and attacks on Saudi diplomatic posts in the Islamic Republic. Analysts had feared the dispute could boil over into the proxy wars between the two Mideast rivals in Yemen and in Syria. Iran's state-run news agency said Thursday afternoon that a Saudi-led airstrike last night did hit its embassy in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a, citing the country's foreign ministry spokesman. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.